नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
गुड मॉर्निंग, टुडेज न्यूज 18 डे ब्रेक इज ब्रॉट टू यू बाय राखी बोस। As a former NDA ally, the Telugu Desam Party is well aware that barring any major twist in the next couple of days, the non-confidence motion it moved in the Lok Sabha on Wednesday is unlikely to endanger the Narendra Modi government. And yet, it is celebrating the acceptance of its motion by Speaker Sumitra Mahajan as a success. KC Neni Srinivas, the TDP parliamentarian who moved the motion, told News 18 that the trust vote is less about testing the strength of the BJP government and more about bringing to the fore its failures. A man was beaten up by a mob on suspicion of child lifting after he stopped a school bus to meet his children in Karnataka's Mandya district. Victim Mahesh Babu was visiting from Andhra Pradesh with three others and had stopped the bus to inquire if his children were inside. However, villagers suspected him to be a child lifter and started beating him up. Babu was saved when cops arrived at the spot and took him and his son to the police station. Is Telangana Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao preparing for an early election in the state? Rumour mills in Hyderabad are abuzz with the news that KCR might face the electorate along with Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh. After a day of frantic activity which saw Alphabet Inc.'s Google being hit with a $5 billion fine by the European Commission, the tech giant has responded saying that it will appeal the fine imposed. The verdict came after the EC said that Google requires phone makers to preload Google Search in Google Chrome web browser on Android devices. This allowed Google to offer the Android operating system for free to phone makers, which in turn allowed them to keep the costs down. The ruling could upset the balance that allowed Android to become so popular. The government is considering a plan to raise the retirement age of judges in the higher judiciary. Sources in the government told CNN News 18 that the retirement age of Supreme Court judges will be raised from 65 to 67, while that of High Court judges will be extended to 64 from the current 62. What does this mean? Read News 18 explainer to answer all your queries. After Shastri Bhavan and Lucknow Haj House, the saffron splash has now covered the residential quarters of police officers in Muzaffarnagar, triggering sharp criticism from the opposition. However, police line SP B.B. Chaurasia said that the row over colour was unnecessary. Renovation work is being carried out in the police lines and hence the buildings were painted. If not saffron, then some other colour will be chosen, but it cannot be left colourless, he said. 16 days after the heinous murder of a Kerala college student leader, M. Abhimanyu, the prime accused in the case was arrested on Wednesday morning. The accused has been identified as Muhammad, a third-year Arabic degree student of the same college. Seven people were killed and at least a dozen are feared to be trapped under the debris of a six-story under-construction building that collapsed in Greater Noida's Shah Beri village late on Tuesday night. 4 days after the Indian Institute of Technology Bombay submitted its report on the Wadala cave-in, suggesting remedial measures to be carried out along Lloyd's Estate and Dosti Realty buildings in Mumbai, the Bombay High Court on Wednesday directed all the parties to give an affidavit for abiding by the measures as suggested by the expert team and the court commissioner under the supervision of a high-ranking BMC official. A collective of lawyers, sex workers, child rights activists, transgender activists and educators have together spoken out against the new anti-trafficking bill as it is scheduled to be tabled during the monsoon session of Parliament on Wednesday. The Social Welfare Department of the Bihar government is working on a proposal to appoint transgender guards at short stay homes for women in the wake of sexual assault cases reported from such facilities in Muzaffarpur and Chapra. Talking to News 18, Atul Prasad, Principal Secretary of the department, said, "After discussing the proposal in front of Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, I have forwarded it in for final approval. A final decision will be taken shortly, after which we will direct NGOs to give priority to transgenders while appointing guards for the homes." The Dibrugarh police on Wednesday arrested 19 government officials in Assam, including the daughter of Bharatiya Janata Party MP R.P. Sharma in the multi-crore cash for jobs scam. Police had asked the officials to appear at the special branch headquarters in Kahilipada area on Wednesday to give their handwriting samples. The accused were arrested after their answer sheets were found to be fake during the forensic tests. In a very innovative move, farmers used cutouts of political leaders to scare away crows in their farms. The Yogi Adityanath government in UP may claim to have provided many facilities at government schools, but the ground reality seems to be different. Students of a school in Uttar Pradesh's Barabanki are made to sweep the classrooms before sitting down to study. The incident has been reported from a pre-middle government school in Fatehpur's Aurangabad area. A 28-year-old youth hailing from Jalandhar in Punjab was shot dead by four men in Canada's Ontario on Tuesday. The victim, identified as Palvinder Singh Vicky, was rushed to the hospital where he was declared brought dead. That's all for today's podcast. Have a very nice day ahead.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.